assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break. And at the worst possible time, call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-700-5961. That's 1-800-700-5961. Again, 1-800-700-5961. Call now.
Play. I'm Rich Ackerman. Justin Verlander has made 30 or more starts in each of his last 9 years, but will start this season on the disabled list. The former Cy Young Award winner has soreness in his triceps and is going on the DL for the first time in his 10-year career. The A's will be without leadoff man and center fielder Coco Crisp for the next 6 to 8 weeks. He'll undergo arthroscopic surgery on his elbow. There are 3 games in the NBA tonight. First up with the Heat and Cavaliers in Cleveland in what could be a potential first-round playoff matchup. The Mavericks host the Rockets. 6 teams in the West have locked up playoff spots. The Mavericks are inching closer, but the schedule hasn't been kind. They go from facing Oklahoma City last night to the Rockets, then the Warriors and Suns. Head coach Rick Carlisle said the stretch will be a grind, in particular for Rajon Rondo.
This week, we got Westbrook, Harden, Steph Curry. It didn't get much harder. I think I got Bledsoe coming in yesterday. I mean, where's the break there?
The Warriors take on the Suns. Steve Kerr's team has locked up the top spot in the West. The first-year head coach is proud of what his team has accomplished.
A team that had a lot of growth ahead of it, especially offensively, because of their youth. But the fact that they've been together and they've already established this foundation coming into this season, they were hungry and they knew they were already good. And focus has just been trying to get better.
The Final Four tips off Saturday in Indianapolis, where Doug Gottlieb is broadcasting live from today, and more of the Doug Gottlieb Show following this report. But the NIT final is tonight between Stanford and Miami. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Greg Giannotti.
And this is Brian Jones. Wake up laughing with us, Gio and Jones.
Mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
You'll be laughing with me because I'm the funniest of the two.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, the mobile O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. Better parts, better prices every single day. Expecting more. This is brought to you by Ferguson. Nobody expects more than we do. Let's preview the Final Four with a guy who, man, you want to talk about it, who's he found a way to remain relevant in the news. First, when they won their league championship, we were watching in studio in New York, and we're like, man, what happened to Ron Hunter? Like, all of a sudden he went down, and then the camera pans to his wife and his daughter, and they're, is he okay? Is it bad? And then he was okay, and then it came out he tore his Achilles tendon. Yeah. Then, of course, they play in the NCAA tournament, pull off one of the huge upsets of an upset filled first day in which they took down Baylor. His son RJ hits a three-point shot. And then, of course, he takes a spotlight away from his son. And he literally falls out of his chair, something we warned him about. I want to point out we warned him about when he was on with us last. And then there's the great press conference after they lost to UCLA. And, of course, he was an analyst last week on TNT and getting ready pre- and post-game coverage. Pre- and post-game coverage on the NCAA tournament. He's Ron Hunter. He's the head coach of Georgia State. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Compare last year at the Final Four to this year at the Final Four.
Well, first of all, I'm on your radio station. Let's start with that. Secondly, if I had walked over here, it would have taken me maybe 5 minutes last year. This year, it took me not only with the scooter and people talking to me, it took about an hour. So a huge, huge difference, but it's been great.
It's amazing because, you know, this is what's going to happen, just so you know. Yeah. First, obviously, the falling out of your chair moment is going to be like one of those like Bryce Drew moments. It's going to go back historically. And obviously, it's even made even better because your son hits the shot. Right. Which, of course, I know you called that play. We're going to come down if they go behind the screen at 25. I want you, RJ, I want you to pull it from 25. But people are going to, and you, I'll bet this has already happened to you, but it's going to happen, is like 10 years from now, like, man, remember when you guys went on that run? You're like, well, we won a game. But they're going to swear you went to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, or maybe even Final Four.
It's been crazy because it's, even when people talk to you, they don't quite remember even. You know, how I had someone the other day say, man, how great you guys were in Xavier and how you beat Xavier. And we didn't beat Xavier. Yeah. You know, Xavier won the game. But it's been great. People have been extremely nice. And it is kind of a different story, as you know, a play for your dad and those kind of things like that. And RJ and I had we had fun with it. I think that's the main thing. We really embraced the fun. I think when I played in the NCAA tournament, I remember as a player thinking of how it was fun. But the fun's kind of got out of it a little bit, and it's kind of got, you know, real serious and corporate and those kind of things. And I didn't want to do that to our kids because I know that might be the only time, because especially with our seniors, that we make that in that regard. So we wanted to enjoy it, and boy, we did.
Okay, you have some seniors, but you also had your son who's an underclassman. He declares for the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Take me through what that conversation was like, the process of gaining enough information to know where you felt comfortable he's going to go, and him deciding that he's going to leave you, which – like, you know, helps him, but hurts you professionally.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about it. And the first thing we talked about, it, that it wasn't about me. It's about him and his career, what he wanted to do. And I just told him that once we go through the process is going to start one way. Either you're going to be 100% committed to going, or you're going to be 100% committed to staying. There's no in-between where I might come back and some of those things, because I think that hurts you more than anything else. And so we talked about, you know, the benefit and some cons of coming back. And, you know, when he's been a two-time player of the year in the league. Mm-hmm. And he realized how tough even defending that and doing those things were this past year. And so when we got all the information back, I think his thing is that, you know, Dad, this is great. If we hadn't gone to the tournament and we hadn't won in the game and those type of things, there may have been a chance that he would have come back. But after all of that, I 100% agree with him. The dad and the coach, after all the information that we got back and where his mindset was, I was 100% both ways that he should go.
What was the information you got back in terms of where he's going
to
go?
Well, in regards, it's not so much where he's going to go, because I think a lot of that has to do with how he does in his workouts, how he's going to, you know, he'll do in Chicago. But at the end of the day, he wasn't going to improve his stock anymore by coming back to college. I think that was the big thing for us in that regards. I don't think that it was going to get any higher in regards to it, because it would have been the same thing. He could have been a mid to late first round pick, but he still would have to prove it with the teams by working out and still doing the same thing. You know, he gets knocked a lot of times because, again, you're in the Sun Belt and you don't play high major schools. Well, guess what? Next year, we're in the major schools. If we were in the Big Ten or we were in a conference of that nature where that knock could kind of be talked about, or we could prove that wrong, then that may have been another conversation. But with a mid-major kid, a lot of times, you kind of got to make that decision. And where we are right now, what the information we got back, we just thought this was the right time.
Ron Hunter, head coach at Georgia State, joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So let's preview the national semifinals. Let's start with the Duke Michigan State game. The great thing about doing the studio work is I think you probably knew beforehand, but now you know firsthand, is it's a little bit different perspective stepping away from it, watching games on TV, not watching them on tape as you did to prepare for your own teams, or not watching them in person when you prep for your own games in the NCAA tournament or in the Sun Belt tournament. What are your thoughts on Michigan State? I know they've improved dramatically since the first time these two teams matched up, but there's still some matchup issues, most notably with that big fella, that are problematic. What's the likelihood they pull off the upset?
I think it's going to be tough for them. I mean, Tom has really got his team playing great basketball right now. I mean, they're lights out. And one of the things I think that really helped them, the matchups against the teams that they played were almost perfect for them at that particular time, the way they were playing. But again, going against the Duke team, I think that out of all the teams they play so far in the tournament, this is probably the worst matchup they've gotten in regards to personnel-wise. So, again, a lot of times it's who you play and when you play them. And so, but again, I think that their confidence level, especially offensively, will give them a chance to kind of be in the game and give them a chance at the end. But right now, Duke is playing extremely good basketball right now, especially playing a lot better defensively. But they
backed off some. They're not taking as many chances, I think.
Exactly. Especially in the press. They're not pressing as much and not trying to gamble. And if you do that against this team, I don't think they can win the game in that regards, because I don't think you want to just run up and down and get the game in the 80s against Michigan State, because they give them a better chance to win. I think Duke has to play like they played their previous game and just kind of play, like you said, less chances and let their talent take over.
Look, I like Wisconsin a lot, and I appreciate how they pick apart mismatches. That's kind of what they did against Arizona. Like, if Caleb Tarzewski was guarding a perimeter player, then they'd find that guy within their offense. Mm-hmm.